hold this out as some kind of cure-all. I just feel that in the shape our economy's in, anything that might help, we ought to do. And I guess I don't understand why it would be worse in any way. If, you know, 15 Indiana counties move with the rest of the world now. 77 don't. And what I think is difficult for our businesses and for us as individuals is in 77 counties, depending on what month it is, you don't know what time it is. You know, which time zone am I in? Is it May or is it July? And so I do believe that it would be a modest step forward for our economy at no cost at all, and I hope a majority will agree.
Where do you see gaming working out in the future of the state? The mayor of Indianapolis has tried to push land-based gambling. Do you see the potential for the right plan or maybe horse racing to expand gaming in the state to help your economy?
I think we've got to be very cautious. We're already heavily involved in gambling in Indiana, and it's about as large a part of our annual budget as I think it ought to be. I know there are differences of opinion, and I want to keep an open mind about it in some ways. I have agreed with those who said no casino in the heart of our capital city. I think that's just a bad idea for several reasons. Those who want to grow our horse industry in the state with some help from this probably can be listened to. And my position is if, and it's a huge if, there is any more gaming revenue that's going to occur in the state of Indiana, it ought to be kept out of our annual budget. It ought to be used for investment purposes, and that means roads that right now we can't build, economic development, chasing jobs that we might not otherwise get, and so forth.
Last question, Governor. President Bush has called you the Blade from your time in D.C., where you were part of an administration criticized by some for the $1.3 trillion tax cut. What do you think you've been able to take from that experience?
Well, I think I learned an awful lot in a job I never expected to have. I thought I'd just finish my working days in business, but I'm glad for that experience, and I think it'll help me here sharpen my eye for that spending that's really essential in government and that spending that's not, or that spending that doesn't work. We're going to have a very hard look at every dollar we ask a taxpayer to contribute down here and make sure we're actually getting a good result from it, not just spending it with good intent and good motivations. I think it certainly taught me that you've got to be able to bring the legislative branch that holds the purse strings along. All too often in Washington, we couldn't do that. I hope to have a better record here, especially because we're trying to end a long string of deficits in Indiana. Give us an honestly balanced budget as our Constitution tells us to.